This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Barack Obama met with President-elect Donald Trump in the Oval Office of the White House in Washington today.
Meeting lasted for almost an hour and a half, and it could have, as far as I'm concerned, it could have gone on for a lot longer. We really, we discussed a lot of different situations.
The Obama administration plans to host two exercises involving several government agencies to help familiarize Trump officials with how the government responds to domestic emergencies, whether they be terror attacks or such natural disasters as violent tornadoes and hurricanes. The election of Donald Trump as the next president of the United States did not go down well with thousands of protesters who filled the streets of a number of large cities on Wednesday night. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
A large crowd packed New York City's Fifth Avenue directly in front of the Trump Tower, waving signs reading, "Love Trump's Hate." Protester Agunda Okeo says Americans have made a mistake.
I think that Americans have been very naive to very strong shifts of governments to the right throughout the Western world and a lot of other parts of the world, and they did not foresee that that was what's going on right now. So they essentially have found themselves in an incredibly difficult situation, and also the rest of the world is incredibly nervous.
Demonstrators also blocked traffic in Chicago and marched through downtown Philadelphia, Boston, and in the West Coast cities of Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Seattle. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A top UN humanitarian aid official for Syria says he expects continued U.S. help in efforts to support beleaguered Syrian civilians under Donald Trump's presidency. Jan Englund also cited reports Thursday from Syria that the last food rations are being distributed as we speak in besieged eastern parts of the city of Aleppo. Speaking to reporters in Geneva, England said the UN needs continued uninterrupted U.S. help and engagement in the coming months.
We need it from Russia and we need it from the United States. It's only when these two co-chairs have been leading, we made progress. When they have not, we have been completely stalled.
Englund, the aid chief in UN envoy Stefan de Mistura's office, said he could not speculate about whether the prospect of improved U.S. relations under Trump would have an impact. Turkey is facing mounting pressure from Europe on its human rights record during an ongoing crackdown following July's coup attempt. The European Union strongly criticized Turkey, but Ankara dismissed the action. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul that a showdown between Turkey and the EU could be looming.
Torbjörn Jagland, the head of the Council of Europe, a top European rights watchdog, met with Turkey's political leaders Thursday to discuss Europe's growing concern about the state of Turkish human rights. Wednesday, the European Union, in its annual progress report on Turkey's bid to join its ranks, used unprecedented language to criticize the country's rights record. Sinan Ulgen, a visiting scholar for Carnegie Europe, says a major crisis is looming between Ankara and Brussels.
There has been difficulties in the relationship in the past. This is quite a toxic environment.
But Ankara has dismissed European countries' concerns, accusing them of double standards and failing to understand the threat to democracy Turkey is facing. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
And while Ankara has its differences with Washington, too, in particular over Syria, the election of Donald Trump is already being seen as an opportunity to reset relations. The election of Donald Trump as the next president of the United States has caused investors to bet heavily against Mexico, its currency, and Mexican companies. They worry that Trump's rhetoric of building a wall, cracking down on illegal immigration, and renegotiating trade agreements will damage the country's economy. The peso fell 8% Wednesday to roughly 20 pesos to the dollar, and its lowest value against the dollar in history. In comparison, the peso traded at roughly 1350 pesos to the dollar 2 years ago, well before Trump announced his candidacy. The stock market in Mexico fell more than 2%. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.